Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 467 for Thursday, July 9th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were up Thursday morning, seeing a chart-based correction amid ideas yesterday's losses were overdone. Canola was up $6 to $8, the November contract up $6.80 at $527 per ton. Ongoing concerns over the state of the North American crops remained a major supportive factor, with dryness persisting in western Canada and excess moisture in the U.S. Midwest. Forecasts are looking hot and dry over the weekend across much of the Canadian prairies. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil provided spillover support as well. Technical resistance did limit the upside potential, as the Canadian oilseed is looking overpriced compared to other options. A firmer tone in the Canadian dollar today was also a bit bearish, although the currency has lost considerable ground to its U.S. counterpart in recent days. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are higher, with activity in the outside financial markets accounting for some of the strength. China's stock market is showing a bit of a recovery today after dropping sharply earlier this week. That's supportive for the U.S. grains and oilseeds, as China is a very large buyer. A weaker tone in the U.S. dollar internationally also lent some support to the ag futures. Positioning ahead of tomorrow's USDA supply-demand report was another feature. Soybeans, they're up 17 to 30 cents, the November contract up 24 at 10.12 per bushel. Concerns over excess moisture cutting into the acreage base and yield potential in the Midwest added to the buying interest in beans, but the large South American supplies remained bearish. Poor weekly export sales also helped temper the upside potential for beans. Corn, it's 2 to 4 cents higher, the September contract up 3 at 4.27 per bushel. Too much rain in the Midwest is raising disease concerns for the corn crop, and production will likely be down on the year. However, weekly export sales were at the low end of trade guesses, and that kept corn relatively range-bound overall. Wheat, it's steady to up 4 cents, the September contract in Chicago up 2 cents at 5.79 per bushel. While there are production problems in a number of wheat-growing regions of the world, U.S. wheat remains expensive globally, and the poor export demand limited the advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, July 9th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.